This year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature is South African writer J.M. Coetzee. He was cited today by the Swedish Academy for the variety in his work. No two books ever follow the same recipe, the statement said. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
John Maxwell Coetzee is a self-deprecating and notoriously private man. After he won the Booker Prize in 1999 for a second time, he told the BBC he didn't believe he would ever be ruined by fame.
Celebrity status is something that I've managed to dodge quite successfully all my life.
Coetzee dislikes celebrity so much, in fact, he never bothered to go to London and pick up either Booker Prize. The author turns his solitude into stories that look inward, to the innermost grains of conflict in South Africa. J.M. Coetzee is a white South African who often writes from an outsider's point of view.
He puts a certain amount of arm's length distance between himself and South Africa.
David Atwell is head of the English department at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg.
The issues at a more fundamental level, the aesthetic and the ethical and the political questions of what it means to live not just in but with South Africa as a certain kind of existential problem.
Atwell has written a book about J.M. Coetzee and collaborated with the Nobel winner on a collection of essays. He says Coetzee is not very popular in South Africa, partly because he writes in English, but also because he won't take obvious political positions. Atwell says Coetzee's work is more personal and therefore more disturbing. Disgrace tells the story of an English professor who, while visiting his daughter, is attacked by three black men. The daughter is gang-raped. David Atwell.
And Coetzee, of course, is deeply aware of how, over the years, anxieties of this sort have fueled colonial nightmares. But he is saying and showing that that kind of suffering is very much a consequence of the brutalities of colonialism, and we're not likely to escape the consequences of that history very easily.
In one scene from the novel, the daughter, Lucy, confronts her father, David, about her decision not to report the rape.
This has nothing to do with you, David. You want to know why I've not laid a particular charge with the police. I'll tell you as long as you agree not to raise the subject again. The reason is that, as far as I'm concerned, what happened to me is a purely private matter. In another time, in another place, it might be held to be a public matter, but in this place, at this time, it is not. It's my business, mine alone. This place being what? This place being South Africa. I don't agree with what you're doing. Do you think that by meekly accepting what happened to you, you can set yourself apart from farmers like Ettinger? Do you think what happened here was an exam? If you come through, you get a diploma and safe conduct into the future, or a sign to paint on the door lintel that will make the plague pass you by? That's not how vengeance works, Lucy.
Lucy, I think, represents a somewhat extreme position, but a not utterly uncommon one.
J.M. Coetzee.
It's certainly not a representative position. It's a position that takes the moral responsibility of whites in South Africa very seriously indeed.
Disgrace is Mark Matabane's favorite novel by J.M. Coetzee. Matabane is a black South African writer most famous for the autobiographical book Kaffir Boy.
I felt that, he was trying to basically force us to deal with the issue of human pain, suffering, shame, and responsibility in a new world order where we had hoped that all these problems will find solutions.
J.M. Coetzee's latest work is a collection of short stories. His other novels include The Life and Times of Michael Kay, Foe, and The Age of Iron. He'll receive the Nobel Prize, if he chooses to attend the ceremony, on December 10th in Stockholm. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.